Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, my next guest. Where do we start? Well, she's played a gangster, she's played a Garda, and now she is back to being a gangster. Dublin actress Lynn Rafferty joins me in the studio. How's it going?
It is going very well, thanks.
Yeah, very good, very good. It's great to have you back on our screen. So, gangsters and Gardas, what do you prefer?
I prefer playing gangsters. Yeah, I just, the film I did as well, I was in prison, which it was only a matter of time I played a prisoner, I guess. It's every side of the law.
Yeah.
But yeah, I usually prefer to play like the gangsters or people with a bit of a darker side, I guess.
Yeah. It's very telling now, Lynn.
Yeah,
very
I know.
Now, many of our listeners will have first seen you as Ado's girlfriend in Love Hate. That show at the time was just phenomenal, as we all know, phenomenal success. And catapulted the cast into fame, I would say. Can you take us back to that time? When you were making it, did you know it was going to be a huge success?
Like, I went into it on the third season. So when I kind of went in, that's when everyone could feel something big
special
was happening and stuff like that. So, and then I was kind of went over to Canada, and I remember I came back when that had aired and everything just felt very different. Like, it was like walking around with One Direction, walking around with the lads. Like, I was just like, oh, everyone knows it. So it was just insane. Like, even in Canada when I was there, if I went into an Irish bar, Irish people were coming up to me and stuff like that, because everybody was just so obsessed with it. So it was, every time I think back, I'm like, that was crazy just how big it was and how recognisable you were and everything like that.
One of the funniest moments was when the media found out that Nidge didn't really speak like Nidge.
I know. People still talk about it. Like, when they talk to me, I'm like, and that's not the way he talks, is
he
it? I'm like,
he doesn't talk like that.
He's an actor. I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing what you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal. And you've been busy working since, playing a Garda and Taken Down, and now a North Sea Connection. Can you tell us about North Sea Connection? What can you tell us?
So North Sea Connection, it's a thriller with some dark humour. It's set around the Kenny family, who are a fishing family in Connemara. They get themselves into a bit of bother taking illegal substances on their boats, and that never goes well. So I play the gang that comes in that they kind of work for now, and my character really is there to terrorise them, make sure they're doing what they're told. But in the world, there's also like a Swedish investigator that comes, because a lot of these substances are ending up in Sweden. So it has that like really cool Swedish noir crime thing to it as well. There's so many different worlds colliding in Connemara in it. So it's, yeah, it's pretty great. I saw like the first couple of episodes. It was really, really
and
good.
And you're happy. Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to see it. Now, playing a gangster must take you, you have to kind of draw on your dark side. How do you prepare for a role like that?
Like with that kind of stuff, it's like, especially with Evie, she was just always doing pretty violent things. She's very impulsive and she just doesn't think things through. I usually listen to music if it's something that's really, really bad. Like, I'll listen to like Papa Roach, Last Resort or something.
To get you in the mood.
Just to get in the zone, yeah. But I mean, those things, I don't like really to go in too much to, unless it's something that I have to research of how to do. I mean,
It's funny you play all these gangsters. You, if people don't know this, well, those who don't know this about you, you grew up in Summerhill.
I did, yeah.
You grew up in the lovely Summerhill, and you did a lot of work with your father against drugs.
Well, I didn't do any work with my dad. I noticed something. I was younger, but my dad is an activist. Yeah, my dad.
Tell me about him.
Yeah, my dad's like an activist. He would have worked with alongside like the Tony Gregory and Fergus McCabe, and they kind of started an anti-drugs movement in Sherry Street back in the 80s and in the 90s and stuff like that. So did a lot of other activism, but that was the main thing that he did. Yeah, so I had a good one on my side.
You did. Would you have seen a lot of drugs in the area growing up?
Not really. On the street that I was, it's off the beaten track. Everyone was exposed to it, but like, I mean,
yeah,
we all kind of had good parents and we're like,
and it's not down to the area, it's everywhere in Ireland.
It's not down to the area, it's everywhere.
Middle Ireland, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. Absolutely. Did you ever meet characters around Summerhill or inner city Dublin that inspired your work, would you say?
No, I wouldn't say inspired my work. I mean, a lot of people in the community would have inspired me, like, just in terms of there's a lot of hard work and people that come out of there and go against the grain. Like, we've loads of great, like, Barry Keoghan, Gemma Dunleavy, Thomas Cain Byrne is from there, Lawrence Kinlan, you know, there's loads of us there, that Kelly Harrington as well.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing how many of us there are just doing
from
so
such
well.
A, yeah, it's such a well, small community. It's
yeah,
amazing.
When you come from somewhere that people tell you, oh, you know, you're not going to amount to anything, it's like, I know we will. You
that
know?
Probably gives you a bit more of a fight in you or a bite.
Yeah, for sure it does. Yeah, for sure it does. And I mean, you just want to always be your best and do your best and everything like that. But there's loads of us that has done so well. So it just speaks volumes for what a community it is and how we uplift each other, encourage each other all the time.
It's amazing. It really is. Can I ask you about acting for a second? Because my 7-year-old says the dreaded, well, she said the dreaded words to me yesterday in the car. I want to be an actress when I grow up. And my heart sank, Lynn. I was like, oh, not now. Maybe. And I was talking to my husband about this because it's so different now. It's not a case where you go to drama school for 4 years, you hone in on your trade and your skills, you get an agent and see how the casting goes. There's elements of social media involved, there's all of that. Should I just start putting her off now?
Put her off, yeah.
Like, get a trade. Like, it's such a difficult thing to do. And for anybody who's listening, who has that dream of being an actor or really wants to do it, honestly, like, what would you say to them?
I mean, if it is something that somebody really wants to do, I would go in and get the training. Like, if it was theatre that you wanted to do, or if you want to do the screen, you can get the training. You can do that even. There's loads of places doing it part-time as well that people can do if you want to dabble. But it's a hard industry and you do have to be dedicated to the craft and you have to be ready for the knockbacks and be resilient as well. So, like, anyone that does want to get into them, just, like, you're going to have to get in and trust your journey because it's hard. It's hard going, you
it's
know.
It's one of the most difficult industries ever. I mean, I've worked in sales and the first thing they say to you when you go into sales is 90% of people are going to say no to you. And it's kind of like acting as well.
Yeah.
Like, you're here now talking about this gig that you're doing, but I'm sure you've had lots of no's. And Barry Keoghan, you mentioned him there. He's had lots of no's, more than yeses in his acting career,
I would say. You have a lot. And at first, you know, you kind of get affected by it. But, like, now it's part of the game and you just have to learn from every no and move on a bit stronger into the next. And, like, I'm lucky that I've been working back to back now for quite a while. But, of course, there was times when I was starting out that I was just like, what am I doing? Like, you know, you're just questioning everything. But just have to stick at it and keep getting better and keep make sure you're learning as you go along.
Come here, are you doing comedy improv?
I used to write a lot of comedy, sketch comedy and put it up, but I write screen comedy as well. I always have something in development because that's how I kind of got into acting, was with comedy. But I ended up in crime dramas, terrorizing people,
being a gangster,
or in prison.
And I believe you're pretty amazing at Thai boxing.
Yeah, I do.
Is that your stress reliever? Some people go for walks, you just box.
Yeah, that's my stress reliever. It's also just very good space because if I go in to train, I don't think about anything else when I'm in there, so it's a nice way to let loose. I've been doing that for about 4 years and it comes in handy for work as well, like a video game that I'm working on. A lot of that martial arts comes in handy for that kind of role. So
is there more women going into martial arts now, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of women only clubs around and stuff like
that.
Yeah. And Kelly Harrington does a lot of training for, like, a lot of people in our community, and a lot of women are good able to do that. Yeah.
Handy to have.
It's handy to have, not just for fitness, but for looking after yourself.
Self-defense.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you're back and forth to Canada. What is life like in Canada?
I love Canada in the summer. It's great because it's like 28, 30 degrees.
Lovely.
Just loads to do. But in the winter, it's cold. It's like you step outside and it's like someone throwing ice cubes at your face for a couple of months and I'm like, why did I choose to be here? Yeah, it's like the novelty of the snow wears off pretty quick because the winters go from December to into April sometimes. So it's a lot of snow, but yeah, I do look forward to getting home.
Getting home to the warmth.
Yeah, to getting home to Irish rain.
Lovely, lovely. What do you miss about home? I'm sure you miss your family.
My family and just, I think, Dublin banter in general is, like, you know, there's nothing like it in the world. It's what I miss most, is just sitting around your friends and everyone insulting each other. You know, it's just great.
It's so us. That is us. That is Irish humour to a T. Lynn Rafferty, thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about North Sea Connection. So it starts on Sunday the 4th.
Yeah, this Sunday at 9:30.
9:30, RTÉ1. And you can catch it on the RTÉ player. Lynn Rafferty, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.